This is VOA News. Reporting by remote, I'm David Byrd. The U.S. Senate has started considering a $1.9 trillion COVID-19 relief bill after Democrats made late changes in hopes of getting it through a narrowly divided chamber. AP's Sagar Magani reports.
The Senate split 50-50 over whether to even start debating the bill.
The vice president votes in the affirmative,
with Vice President Harris breaking the tie in her role as Senate president, underscoring that Democrats have virtually no margin for error in trying to achieve President Biden's top legislative priority. Republicans argue the bill's too big, with too much money for non-virus-related provisions.
The table of contents for this act is as follows.
And before letting the debate start, they demanded Senate clerks read the entire bill aloud.
Section 9819.
It's more than 600 pages long. Sagar Magani, Washington.
Older adults have top priority in COVID-19 immunization drives, but an untold number of vulnerable seniors in the United States are being left behind, AP's Jennifer King reports.
Jean Andrade, an 88-year-old who lives alone in Portland, Oregon, thought a caseworker would contact her about getting a vaccine. She eventually asked a helper who comes by 4 hours a week to try and snag her an appointment. Some communities are partnering with charities like Meals on Wheels or developing outreach through local churches. Mary Wade is a resident of Washington, D.C.
Really, they let us fall through the cracks.
James Stowe is the director of aging services for an association of governments in the Kansas City area. He says the vaccine rollout there has favored healthier seniors who are able to jump in their car at a moment's notice and drive for 2 hours to make an appointment. Missouri's Republican Governor Mike Parson said things will get better.
We're getting more vaccine in the state, which helps all the way around.
I'm Jennifer King.
Find more at our website, voanews.com. This is VOA News.